Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 15th of July. US Federal Reserve Chair Warsh sounded almost German in testimony to Congress yesterday, reiterating an extreme aversion to inflation and a refusal to be comforted by the most recent price data. Warsh also emphasised that inflation was the Fed's responsibility and no one else's responsibility, which is a bit of a stretch when the Fed's own research ascribes around 1 percentage point of last year's inflation to the effects of US tariffs. It is also unlikely that a statement in congressional testimony from the Fed chair is high profile enough to change voters' inclination to blame US President Trump personally for the current inflation levels. The contradictory and somewhat troubling element of Warsh's testimony was his seemingly deep-rooted belief in the productivity pixie and the ability of AI to change the nature of inflation in the economy. Technology shocks can and do change relative prices in an economy. But as the recent inflation aspects of the tech boom demonstrate, some prices will go up, but some prices will go down in these circumstances. That does not equate to a clear trend in terms of overall inflation. If Warsh really believes these comments, there is then a risk of a miscalculation that produces higher inflation in the future. Economists and bond traders have been battling it out over views for the Federal Reserve for some time. Economists, rightly, see the next move as most likely being a rate cut after a period of pause. Bond traders, misled by the experiences of 2022 and wrongly assuming the world never changes, are expecting the next move to be a rate increase. Yesterday's June US consumer price inflation data rather supports the position of the economists, not because the headline was lower than expected, as that is all about oil and will very possibly reverse as Trump's Gulf policy changes again. It is the detail and the absence of second round inflation effects in that detail that should reassure the Fed of a benign inflation outlook. It is, however, worth noting that the response rate for the consumer price inflation measure means that the data now only captures about 2/3 of the targeted prices, down from capturing about 80% of the targeted prices before the pandemic. Consumer price inflation is not as good quality data as it used to be. China's second quarter GDP slowed a little bit more than had been expected, and at 4.3% growth is indeed below the official target range. There have been reports that pressure has been applied to regional governments to be more precise in how they report growth figures. So some of this slowdown may not be an actual slowdown, but instead is simply a better, more accurate reflection of reality after a period when reality and economic data were perhaps more loosely acquainted. The pattern is the same as it has been for some considerable time, however. Production data is generally fine because exports are generally fine. The domestic consumer remains a drag on activity. Retail sales data for June showed negative growth for many sectors, with the more expensive items like autos and furniture being affected, although there apparently has been some enthusiasm for upgrading phones. Today's calendar is in some ways an echo of what we had yesterday. We'll get a repeat testimony from Warsh, and it's unlikely there'll be much of interest in that. But we also do hear from New York Fed President Williams, who may offer more market-relevant comments, and is also perhaps less likely to be constrained by a horror of guiding markets as to what might happen next. There are also producer price figures from the United States, mercifully free from the fictional prices of owner's equivalent rent. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.